colder in years gone by than they are now, and you'll be able to see just how icy things were thanks to an online exhibition exploring winter's past in our county. It's to showcase the celebrated Sankey photographic collection, which is currently being put onto computers as part of a lottery-funded digitising project. Well, BBC Radio Cumbria's Furness reporter Neil Smith can tell us a bit more. Morning, Neil.
Good morning, Mike. Yes, the Barrovians Edward Sankey and his sons Raymond and Eric took thousands of images around Furness and further afield from the start of the 20th century. Some of the wintry scenes from that archive are on show here outside Signal Film and Media in Barrow, which is leading this project to restore, digitise and research every single surviving image. In these light boxes here, we've got pictures of people skating at Thwaite Flat, where the A590 drops down the hill from Dalton, of course, these days. That wasn't there in 1908, but people were enjoying themselves. Also on the lake, which was frozen in Barrow Park in the 1920s, and a 1930s view of Rating Lane, plus another one that we'll hear more about in a second. This whole Sankey project is led by Signal Films' Julia Parks.
So this exhibition's called The Sankey Scenes of Winter's Past, and it looks at around 30 photographs of Cumbria, and more specifically Barrow and Furness in winter in the early 20th century. All of the photographs were taken by the Sankey family, who had a business in the town from 1895 up until the 1960s. So it's kind of their vision of winter's past.
Volunteers have been poring over the images for this exhibition. Here are Les Everson and Peter Laird, and first Enid Milligan.
The image is of Armsgill Reservoir, which was then called the Steelworks Reservoir. The reservoir is iced over, and there must be over 100 people on the reservoir playing all sorts of games, ice skating, curling, which who would believe that we'd be curling back in those days, and generally just having a great time, afternoon's fun on the reservoir.
The picture I researched shows a dull grey day with lots of people on the ice, and almost without exception they're wearing headgear of some sort. There's a soap, candle and chemical factory with a chimney in the background and a building off to the right-hand side. The building turned out to be the Armsgill Hotel.
My photo is of the bottom of Fairfield Lane, the Farmer's Arms. It's the street in snow, and then you start thinking about the people who are in it. They're all looking at this lone woman who's busy sweeping for all she's worth, and you think, yeah, that's Barrow, that is, with the house-proud woman who's cleaning her step.
The researchers have tried to work out where each image was taken and any relevant local history.
When we actually were able to blow the image up, we could see that the cemetery in the background. I looked into different old maps of the area, which gave me more information of what was around at that time, because, of course, the steelworks wasn't anywhere near that reservoir. It was further into town. So that was very interesting, getting a map out that I found at my grandparents. It was my grandparents' map, and researched it further from there.
With the internet and maps, it's reasonably easy to find information, but some subjects are trickier than others. Often takes an hour or two to pin down exactly when something took place.
We've had like a round-robin email in which we'll go, I haven't got a clue where this is. And somebody else in the group will go, oh, well, that's such and such. And I love a good mystery. You just latch on to something. Why does this picture look familiar, but there's something not quite right about it?
Some photos in the Sankey collection are records of big events, news photos, if you like. These wintry scenes are harder to pin down. Julia Parks again.
At the end of the day, we've just got photographs. We can draw on loads of archive research, but we don't know the names of the people in the pictures. There's so much that we don't know. And I think what's exciting for me is that it's working with a group of people who all have very different experiences, and they all bring totally different interpretations.
The digitisation and cataloguing has carried on apace despite lockdown. And for the volunteers, this is an immensely rewarding experience.
I think it's just bringing to life the days as my grandparents and my parents grew up, to actually remember the town as it was, because so much in the town has changed.
This project's given me a great deal of knowledge about our local history, and I've learned how to conduct historical research, and it's stopped me from getting bored in the current climate.
Especially at the moment, it's a sense of being connected, that we're connected to the people of that time. We have their legacy, and how important it is to look after it, because, you know, a beautiful building today may be gone tomorrow. I don't know, it's just feeling being part of it.
Lee Everson ending that report. Neil Smith is still with us. So, Neil, how can we see these images?
Well, Mike, there are four of them here on Abbey Road in the window of the Cooks Studios where Signal Film is based, including the fantastic moustache of the man playing curling you can come and have a look at. The rest of them, they'll all go online and you can see that anywhere from noon today. That's via the Signal Films website. And there's also a Facebook Live event this evening to discuss the images and have a proper chat about them. That's via Signal's Facebook page at 7 p.m. tonight, Mike.
OK, Neil, thank you. That's BBC Radio Cumbria's Furness reporter, Neil Smith, live in...